Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community.
Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go.
Your host for the program is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Good evening. We have a special broadcast for you tonight, so we thank you so much for tuning in to another Sunday Night Live. Earlier today, we had Church on the Square with Cornerstone Church here in Wheeler, Texas. And I had the opportunity to walk around and ask some people how they actually felt about the 4th of July and how they celebrated their independence and what it meant to them. And that is something that I just wanted to share with you that I thought would be really neat. You know, as I think about the 4th of July, I think about our freedoms, and I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to be free in the country that we live in, to worship our God. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go into our recording, and it's going to start out with Aaron Mercer with Cornerstone Church speaking this morning.
Oh, man, we are still a part and living in the great country on God's bigger dream. I believe that. And I want to take a few minutes and talk to you this morning. It's so good to see everybody. We're glad you're here. Everybody watching on Facebook. Oh, there is no Facebook. All right. So, we're trying to get Facebook going. But anyway, we're glad that you're here. We're glad you're out. And here to worship the Lord on the square in Wheeler, Texas. And so, I got a little message I want to talk to you about. God making you. You know, some incredible things had to happen for God to make this country. For God to move through and do all the things that He did, that this ragtag army of revolutionaries would make this country that you and I live in and have such freedom to come and worship and serve Jesus. It's really a great privilege that you and I need to be thankful for, not just on the 4th of July weekend, but every single day. We are Americans and we are free to worship Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I also want to tell you a story about not just the founders of our country, but the founder, really, of our faith. The scripture in Hebrews calls him the father of our faith. When you first read about him in the book of Genesis, his name is Abram. God later changes his name to Abraham, and I got a story I want to tell you about him today. So let's pray and we'll get started. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you so much for placing us here, the United States of America, for the freedoms that we have in this country. But Lord, not only for the freedoms that we have in this country, but the freedoms we have in Christ. And so Lord, we worship you, we honor you, we celebrate you and all that you're bringing to us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, come on, that's what I was talking about. All right. Now I love this story about Abraham. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 12. The Lord's calling Abram in Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 4. You see that he says, the Lord said to Abram, leave your native country and all your relatives and your father's family and go to the land that I'll show you. And I'll make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I'll make you famous, and I will be a blessing, you will be a blessing to others. And I will bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you, and I'll treat you with contempt. All families of the earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham departed as the Lord instructed, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left. Now this is a crazy story to me. It's a crazy story because God just shows up to Abraham and he says, "Hey Abraham, listen, get up, pack your stuff. You're going to leave everything that you know." And then Abraham says, "Okay, God, I'm with you. Where are we going?" And then God says, well, I'm going to tell you later. Now, I don't know if my wife or your wife would have been quite as easy. I don't know if even Sarah, his wife, was that easy to go. As I came home one day, and I said, "All right, son, you pack up all the stuff. We're out of here." And she said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. We'll find out when we get there." I mean, come on, somebody needs some prayer on that kind of deal, right? But he did. He walked and he left. And he left everything. He left the familiar. He left the comfortable. It's always tempting to stay where we're comfortable, where we're not pushed, where we're not, you know, maybe pushed to the edge. And God's saying, "Hey, I want to shake some things up, Abram. I need you to leave your country that you're familiar with. I need you to leave what you know. And I want you to follow me." It's always easier to stay comfortable. It would have been much more comfortable for David to stay with the sheep and not go mess with the giant. It would have been much more comfortable for Gideon to stay in the wine press, in the wheat press, and not go fight the Midianites. It would have been much more comfortable for Elisha to continue to plow the field, but God had a better plan. It would have been easier for Peter to stay in the boat, but God has a better plan. And let me tell you something, church. God is calling us out of our comfort zone this July 4th. And just like our founding fathers had to move and fight for freedom, you and I have been called to fight for freedom, the freedom that's only found in Christ. And the question is, will we move out of our comfort zone and into what God's calling us? See, on this 4th of July, we got to ask ourselves the question, do we want to be part of God's plan bringing freedom to others? Do we want to be a part of God's plan bringing hope to others? Do we want to be a part of God's plan bringing others to the feet of Jesus? That's our question. And so, here we are. And we think, well, you know, I think God's calling me to witness to this friend of mine, and I've been praying for him, and God's been calling me to invite him to church and share my testimony, but I'm really scared and I'm really nervous. Or maybe God's calling you to start a Bible study or start a ministry or start a business, and you're like, "Well, I just don't know. I'm scared. I'm nervous." You know, it's okay. That's the way we should be, I guess. But you may say something. God's not nervous. Everybody say, "God's not nervous," right where you are. If you're with me on "God's not nervous," give me one honk. Say, "I know that God's not nervous." He doesn't worry like we worry. We're nervous because we don't know the end of the story, but God has already wrote the end of the story if we'll follow Him. See, God didn't go to Abraham and say, "Hey, Abraham, get up, leave, and take off, and we'll see what happens." He didn't look at Abram and say, "Abram, hey, listen, after it's been a few days moving and walking with God," he didn't look at Abram and say, "Man, Abram, are you nervous? I know I am." That's not God. He knows where you're headed. He knows where you're going. And even in the midst of all this uncertainty, God is not nervous. The question is, are we going to answer His call? The question is, are we going to answer in this moment? Because here's what He said. Let me read this verse to you one more time. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country and your relatives and your father's family and go into a land that I will show you." Isn't that something? I just noticed that. God said, "Get up and leave." And then in two more sentences, He said, "And go." Because sometimes we need a little extra help, right? And he says, and go to a land that I will show you, and as you go, I will make you. As you go, I will make you. See, that's the thing. God has already won, and he's asked you today, do you want to share in that victory? Do you want to share in that blessing? Do you want to share in the things that I've got planned for your life, because it's already done? Every battle you'll ever face, everything you'll ever go through, I've already won. Come on, somebody look at your neighbor and say, he's already won. Look at your other neighbor and say, that means you've won too. He's already won. And the question is do you want to share in that victory? It's hard to step out in faith because we don't know all the details. But God knows them all. And so, let's build back up here just for a second. And let's look at Genesis chapter 12. I just read it. But he said leave, and then he had to reiterate, and he said go. And here's the crazy part. Abraham says, I'm going. And God says, don't worry, I will show you. See, he said, leave what's familiar. Leave what you're comfortable with, and I'll make you. That's the amazing part of how God works. The making doesn't happen when we arrive in victory. The making doesn't happen when we arrive in our destiny. The making happens as we go. As we step out, he makes us. As we move, he makes us. See, the making things comes to pass when we follow him. And I know sometimes it's hard to follow because we don't know it all. I mean, sometimes we know. Sometimes we know exactly what to do, exactly where to go. Sometimes we've got clarity. We know the next step. We know exactly what we're supposed to do. But you know what? I've been following Jesus since I was 14 years old. And let me tell you something. Those clarity moments don't come very often. Most of the time, God gives you the next step. What's my next step? And all of a sudden, you take that step, and he gives you the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And it all happens in the going. As we step out in faith, we do the going, God does the showing, and then we walk into victory. And we're like, how did I get here? You know what you did? You took the next step. You took the next step. You made that phone call. You talked to that friend. As I'm going, he shows up. And in the process of him showing up, he makes me who I am. And it's this process where we step out in faith that God makes us who we've always been called to be. When you step out, step by step, day by day, God's doing the work in you and me. Not even sure where we're headed. Not even sure where we're going, but we're leaving what we know because we know God's got a plan. And we know He's working. We know He's moving. Everybody say it's a process. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I know that today we're surrounded by uncertainty. We're surrounded by the unknown. You know what? We've got to follow God in the uncertainty. We've got to trust God in the unknown. We got to follow Him. In the midst of financial uncertainty, we got to follow Him. In the midst of wars and rumors of wars, we got to follow Him. In the midst of pandemics, we got to follow Him. In the midst of knowing or not knowing, we've got to follow Him. He knows what's next. Amen? Hey, that's a good amen. Whoever that was, give that guy another ticket for fireworks. Somebody. Very little in this world can we trust, especially in this day and age. And over these last several years, there's been very little consistency. But can I share another verse with you? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything in this world might change. Everything around us might change. But let me tell you something. God does not change. Change. Let me promise you that God is going to sustain us in this season. God is going to get us through this season. I want to get Mary Ann to come back up, play while I'm finishing this. And I want to get James to come back up. I hadn't planned to do this, but I want to use this as an example. Because we are in a time of uncertainty. But I want you to think back. Did God get you through 2018? Did God get you through 2019? Did God get you through 2020? Did God get you through 2021? Ladies and gentlemen, He's going to sustain us through 2022. We're going to make it. And not only are we going to make it, we're going to have the victory. And we're going to be stronger and more powerful than we've ever been before. We are living in the greatest time of the church. Come on, right up here beside me, James. Now let me show you something else. When James helps me around, and this man's been helping me around for 20 years. And there's been times that I've held onto his arm just like this because I couldn't get up the steps. See, I took a fall on Thursday and I got some boogered up ribs. So he helped me up those steps. And there's some days when you say, well, Pastor, I can't go. I don't have the strength to go. I don't have the strength to take the next step. Well, listen, you're in a place right now, church on the square, Cornerstone Church, and you're surrounded by a group of people that will grab you by the arm and say, I'll help you take that step. I'll get you up those steps. And you know what? Not only has James helped me up steps, James has picked me up off the ground. The man has pulled me out of a boat and carried me across the lake to the shore because I couldn't make it on my own. You don't have to make it on your own. Look around you. There's a people and there's a presence and there's a power all around you that says, I won't let you fall. I've already got this worked out. I've already got this done. I'm not finished yet. See, He, even though everything around us is being shaken right now, He's unshakable. Even though everything around us, every time we turn on the news, everything is changing around us. But He's unchangeable. And you may be looking around and say, Pastor, you don't even know. You haven't seen my bank account. You haven't seen my marriage. Every time I try to do something, there's a wall that stops me. Every time I try to take a step, there's something that keeps me back. Well, let me tell you something. He's not only unchangeable. He's not only unshakable. But He is unstoppable. And if you'll give Him your life, He will move and He will bring such great and incredible breakthrough in your life. And see, it's not just James. There's a whole group of men and women that will say, listen, you want to take that step, I'll come alongside you and I'll take your arm and we'll go. Because you don't have to be alone anymore. I'm with you. From this moment to the end, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. And you can walk in freedom this July 4th. Let's worship together with this song.
You are not a God created by human hand. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can't get. You are God. That's just the way it is.
You're back on the courthouse lawn and in your chair, I want you to stand I want you to lock arms with somebody beside you. Because just like me taking that fall, getting beat up on Thursday, maybe you've taken a fall, maybe you've been beat up. When you lock arms with that person beside you. If you're in your car right now and you're comfortable, step out of your car and lock arms with the person right next to you. Because you're not alone. You're not by yourself. We're a body. We're the church of the living God, and our finest hour is just around the corner. Just around the corner. We're going to sing the second verse. You're the only God whose power, His power is flowing through you right now, church, on the square. Let's sing. You're the only God whose power none can contain. The truth is, Jesus came, was robed with flesh, lived as a man. He died on the cross. He shed His blood. He was placed in a tomb. He rose again on the third day, all for your freedom. And if you don't know Him, I want you to pray this prayer with me this morning. Right now where you are, right here, church, on the square, let's pray it together. Lord Jesus, I come to You, and I call on Your name. I say with my mouth, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart, God raised you from the dead. And from this day forward, I choose your way. I choose to live your way. And as I follow you, make me your disciple. If you prayed that prayer, we want to know about it. Find somebody, tell the person you're locked arms with, today I prayed that prayer, Jesus is my Lord. We want to love on you. And you know what? I want us to worship one more time, because it's not about a political party. It's not about who's in power, because I want to tell you something. Let me tell you who's in power. Jesus, the living God, God Almighty, Elohim, Lord Jesus, is in power. He is God alone. And He holds your destiny in the palm of His hand. So I'm going to invite Tracy and the team. Let's lead it through one more time. Let's worship God. And let's thank Him for revival in our land. Let's thank Him for healing in our land. Let's thank Him for love in our land and grace in our land. Come on, let's worship the one true God.
Been listening to a powerful message here on the square in Wheeler, Texas by Aaron Mercer. As we celebrate our Independence Day and our 4th of July, we're just so thankful for the freedoms that God has given us, that we can worship Him in spirit and in truth, and we have that freedom to do so. And as he was talking about those locking your arms, is there somebody out there that you can lock your arms with? I just really want to encourage those of you that are listening tonight. Link arms with somebody. Find someone to link arms with.
When I was in school, you know, fat kids always get put on the offensive line in football. So we always had to block off for the weenies. But they didn't want to get hit, you know, and God was telling me, you're blocking for the pastor now. As I'm leading the way, I'm clearing the way and make sure, you know, enemy can't get to him, and he's blocking. And as I looked up there, we all were all locked arms, he was saying what he was saying about his people here everywhere that can help you. I could just see there's your offensive line. Cornerstone is the offensive line. If the devil's trying to attack you, get behind that offensive line and they will protect you.
Come on. God is going to get us over the goal line, and you're looking at the offensive line right there. He's calling the plays, and we're going to get you across that goal line. Listen, we love you. For those that prayed that prayer, we're proud of you. For those that made a decision, can we get some hallelujah honks this morning?
All right, can you guys tell me, what does Independence Day mean for you? As we celebrate the 4th.
Freedom.
Freedom. All right.
Reflections of who gave us the freedom, Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Reflections of the man who died to give us the freedom.
Yes. So this might be, don't get scared, but can you guys tell me when the Declaration of Independence?
1776.
All right. So, can you guys tell me, what is the one food that you have to have on the 4th of July as you celebrate your freedom?
Cheeseburger.
Ice cream. Let's be specific on
homemade ice cream.
All right. We all got to say homemade.
Homemade.
Yeah, there you go.
Watermelon.
Homemade ice cream.
Yeah. Hot dogs. That's right. So, I wanted to add one more question to it. So as we listen to the message today, and Aaron was talking about locking arms with other people, because we've all gone through things like that. And I just wondered, what kind of response was that, cause in you? And do you guys feel like that you have someone that you can lock arms with?
Family, or
Outside your family.
Outside your family. Anybody. It could be anybody that, and you don't have to name who it is. It's just a generation, just a general question as in, as a whole, do you guys have someone that you can lock hands with?
Yes.
And with that being said, how does that encourage you to be able to face things as you go throughout your day?
Well, that helps quite a bit.
Gives you the
confidence to go forward.
Makes you stronger.
Makes you stronger. All right. Trust. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Tell James hello.
So can you tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
It means the sacrifice of the blood of the soldiers that have given the ultimate price for our freedom.
Very good, very good. So can you guys tell me, do you know what year the Declaration of Independence was signed?
1776.
That's right. All right. What is the one food that y'all have to eat on 4th of July as you celebrate your independence?
I would say probably some sort of sausage, no matter what, like sausage on a stick.
Okay.
I would say sausage on a stick because it's a part of the vendors, at the vendors, and it's there. So that or a hot dog or barbecue.
Okay. All right. How about you, sir? What is the one thing that you have to have?
Beef brisket.
Beef brisket. All right. A bunch of guys around here. How about you?
Sausage on a stick.
Sausage on a stick. How about you? What do you like to eat on 4th of July?
I would like to eat popcorn chicken.
Popcorn chicken. How about you? What do you like?
I want some popcorn.
Popcorn?
Popcorn cheese.
Popcorn cheese. That sounds
sausage.
Fun. And sausage?
Yeah. That's what I want. And mixed up eggs with sausage.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I want to make two.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, can you tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
Freedom. That's what I was going to say.
Freedom.
Choices.
Choices? Choices, okay. Anybody else got a different answer than that? I've had a lot of small town celebrations around here, too.
Absolutely. The kids like fireworks.
That's right. So can you guys also, can you tell me what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
All right. And can you tell me, what is the one food that you have to eat on 4th of July as you celebrate your freedom?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Corn on the cob.
Broccoli salad.
Broccoli salad.
Hamburgers.
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 What do you want to eat on 4th of July? What do you want?
Ketchup.
That's good. Ketchup. How about you? What do you want to eat?
Chicken.
Okay. How about you? What do you want to eat on 4th of July?
Is there any macaroni?
Oh, yeah. I bet we can get you some macaroni.
That's strawberry pie.
Strawberry pie. Mm. All right. So one more question I'm throwing in here. We really just listened to a powerful message by Aaron Mercer here on the square. And one of the demonstrations that he had was locking hands with friends that were next to you. And I just would wonder, do you guys, what did that mean to you when he said that? And how, what did that mean when he said that? Did it bring any type of emotions or anything to mind as he was talking about that?
Strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers. Good.
Well, that's why we have the country we have, is because they locked arms and joined together. So it gives you strength.
Yes. That's good.
Somebody's always got your back.
Yep. Always got our back. That's right. All right. What are you going to tell me what you think about 4th of July?
And also, I want ketchup too. I want chicken.
You want chicken? Okay. All right. Well, thank you all very much. So, can you guys tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
independence, what I think of it, is when people fought and lost their lives to give us this free country where we can have fun. The fireworks represent to me is like, it's like the battles they fought. The shooting up in the air, that was the bullets flying. Once it pops, that's when it, I don't know exactly.
But yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying. That's good.
But it's people that lost their lives for us to be free and have fun like we are today.
Yes.
To me, like, the colors represent our freedom, like our flag that represents our freedom. And then, like, the fireworks to me means, like, when they do go up, they blow up. And, like, that's our victory of saying we won our independence. People died for us. And, yeah, to explain it.
Yeah. How about you? What does Independence Day mean?
The people in America had a bad government. And they revolted after for independence from a bad government. And God helped them to win a war that was should have been impossible to get independence from a bad king.
So, with that being said, can you tell me what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1987.
Okay. How about you? You want to take a guess? The year, I think of,
I remember that from
1866 is the year that came up in my mind. Okay, I bet this man knows.
It was probably on the 4th of July of 1776.
That's
and cool. By the way, 50 years from that day, exactly 50 years from that day is when Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died. They both died the same day. They weren't real good friends, by the way, but they both helped in the Revolution.
All right, so here's another good question. Can you tell me what country did we fight to gain our freedom?
It was England.
Okay, how about you? Thank you. It was either the Mexicans or England. Okay.
Alex was right. It's the English.
Yes, that's right. There you go. All right, so one more question. Well, I might add another one. What is the one food that you have to eat on 4th of July that you celebrate?
There's a couple. When I think of 4th of July, I think of ribs and I think of mashed potatoes. Egg salad. That's what it was. I think of those two things you have to eat.
Okay.
Definitely like either brisket, ribs, or potato salad.
Yum. How about you, David?
I don't know. I always think about hot dogs.
That's it. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so we've just went through our message. We've had church on the square here this morning and celebrating together as a community and as a church. And one of the things that our pastor talked about was linking arms with other people. I just kind of wondered, what were your thoughts and your take on the message that he brought today?
What I was kind of thinking of it was pretty much when we link arms, it's like we're in union. Nothing can go past us. Like what he was saying on the square. I can't think of his name right now, but he helped him down the stairs and up the stairs.
James,
yes. We can go and we link arms and we can help one another up and down through tough and worse.
That's good.
When linking arms, it makes me think of like a battlefield, like a shield, like they did in the war for fighting for our independence. So the way he related it was really, really good.
All right. How about you, David? Did you have anything that stood out with that message this morning?
No, not really. That is great. That is a great service.
All right, can you guys tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
So, it means to me that when America got freed from Great Britain.
Very good.
And when the Constitution was ready, and so place where we got freedom from that point on, from Great Britain. Freedom from their church.
Yes. Good answer. Good answer. All right. How about you guys? Wow. Can try to top that answer.
That's going to be hard to top completely. That was awesome, dude.
So Independence Day means just freedom from the old stuff and what new stuff God wants to do in you.
I just think about all the men and women who give their life for this country, and the cost was paid, and it continues to be paid every day by the men and women that serve this country. And then also, like, I agree with what Taylor just said, is freedom of being set free of bondage in the past. And it's just a reminder that there is hope, you know, there is hope for us. We have a future.
Yes. So you already answered one of my questions. I said, who did we fight? What country did we fight to gain our freedom? And you already answered it in your great answer, Great Britain. But what about this? Can you tell me what year was the Declaration of Independence signed? Just the year.
1776.
That's great, though. That is
so
awesome.
Good.
That's great.
How old are you?
11.
11 years old. So my answer is independence. America to me means freedom in Jesus. America was founded on godly Christian principles. And America means that we have freedom in Jesus. And the Constitution was actually written by Christian men and women who wanted to serve God, wanted to have a country where they had freedom to worship God, freedom to share their faith with the world. And so Independence Day to me is all about Christ and the freedoms that we have in America, a country that was literally the people wanting God to be their God.
Yes.
Not a king, not a president, not anyone else, but God and Jesus to be their Lord and be their Savior.
Yes, I love that. I love that. All right, so here's another question for you guys. What is the one food that you have to eat on the 4th of July as you celebrate? I know there's several, but try to narrow it down to one. Anybody can answer whenever you're ready.
Sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. All right.
I mean burgers. Yeah. Burgers.
I was going to say hamburger.
Hamburgers. That's right.
I'm all about the sweets. Apple pie.
I'm all about the sweets. I've said homemade ice cream.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, talking about our freedoms, and we're here on the square, and we are actually having church on the square this morning. And Pastor was talking about in his message where one of the things, linking arms with other people. And so one of the things I wanted to ask you is, how did you take what he had to say, and what did you receive from that? Linking arms with other people.
I really liked James's example the best. James's example at the end of the sermon just really made the sermon make more, it wrapped it in a bow, so to speak. The church is here to support one another. Mm-hmm. The church is here to hold each other up. And if we do that, the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And so when we learn that everyone in church is not, that's not our opposition, and we don't allow the enemy to bring offense in, then that's where we've locked arms, regardless of our disagreements even. You know, we don't have to agree on everything, but we agree that Jesus is Lord. We lock arms and we become that front line for those that are going through a battle. In front of them, we step in front of them to protect them and let them retreat to get what God needs in them. And that way the enemy cannot move past that front line.
That's good. I love that. I love that.
I was very tired. And I couldn't get up, but, like, the hands, I could very straight, but, like, the arms kept me up.
Held you up when you were tired. That's good.
Well, we all go through seasons that you know, we're not strong. And when we're in a season that we're not strong, you know, our brothers and sisters can be there for us, you know, and help walk us through that season. And it won't be long before they're in the season where you get to hold them up. And so it's just neat to be able to do that and to be there for each other. And, you know, just have the boldness to say, hey, I'm struggling with whatever, and I need help. And then for someone to come alongside you and be there.
So it was just a good reminder for me. I feel like we always come to church for what we need and what we want and what we're asking God for. And that was just a reminder for us to be able to stop thinking about ourselves and start praying for the pastor and praying for the leadership. I look around, we're sitting on the courthouse lawn, and I forget that I need to be praying for those people in that courthouse, for you. I mean, for all of y'all. So it was a good reminder that I need to get my eyes off of myself and my needs and how we can be praying for pastors and leadership in this community.
Yeah, that's yep. good. Yep. That's good. I love that. Well, thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
All right, can you guys tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
The big thing about Independence Day for me is freedom isn't free. There's a cost, there's a price. And there's many, many men and women that have paid that price for that freedom. And it's kind of like a Memorial Day for those folks that have sacrificed the ultimate price for our freedoms to be able to speak and talk and worship and do everything we do here without fear of reprisal.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
I'm going to agree with him on that.
Well, what is the one food that you guys have to have on 4th of July to celebrate? The one food.
I didn't know there's a food on 4th of July.
I would say hot dogs for sure. Hot dogs, homemade ice cream.
I'm gonna have to agree with James. I'm the homemade ice cream thing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to.
I think I'm gonna have to go home and make some of that.
Yeah.
We're coming over. come on.
And you know, as we are on here on the square and we're celebrating in a way our freedoms as we have church on the square.
For sure.
And pastors was talking this morning or in the message that we need to link arms with those that are around us. I just wonder, what were your thoughts on that and your take and what do you had to say about that?
If you have to identify yourself as Black American or whatever American, you might want to check yourself and just become an American.
Now, that's good.
Granted, the only folks that have any say in that would be Native Americans because they were here before we were. But other than that, if you have to identify as something other than just American, you might want to check yourself.
So you're saying link arms as all Americans, not just Black Americans, Asian Americans.
Come on.
Native it don't matter Americans. Our differences.
Yes, it doesn't matter our differences. We should always stand by each other for God and country,
for sure.
No matter what.
For sure.
That's right.
I agree.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Can you guys tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
Freedom. Freedom.
How about you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I think family. In America, we get to do things as families that a lot of things don't happen that way in other countries. So it's great that we can be free and be family and do what we want.
I would agree, freedom, and it always makes me grateful to the men and the women that have led us, that have paid the ultimate price so that we could be free.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And so, we're talking about Independence Day, and can you guys tell me what year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776.
Yeah, way to go. Somebody's been listening in class, haven't you?
I don't get told that stuff.
You don't get told that stuff? Well, all right, how about this, Blaze? Did you hear in class what country did we have to fight to gain our freedom?
Russia? Or, no, Japan?
Okay, what do you think, Creed?
I was going to say Japan.
Mexico.
Okay. All right. How about Mom and Dad?
That would be Great Britain. Great Britain, England is who we fought in the Revolutionary War.
Very, very good. That's right. All right. So here's a fun question. What is the one thing that you have to eat on the 4th of July as you celebrate your freedoms?
Cake.
Okay.
Frito pie.
Well, since it's the one and only Natalie Thomas interviewing me, it's homemade ice cream.
I think we're going to have to get some of that going.
homemade ice cream.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, today we have been on the square, and one of the things that we have been practicing is our freedoms as we have church on the square and celebrate that freedom that we have. And we were so blessed by, Aaron, what you had to share with us today. And as we were listening, and you had brought up a point about linking arms with other people, I just kind of wonder, all of you as a whole family, what does that mean to you, linking arms with other people?
Well, I think that you can't get anywhere by yourself. A lot of people will say, well, he's a self-made man, or he's a self-made millionaire, or he pulled himself up by... No, there's not a single person alive that's done that. Every single person, if you were to dig it back and peel back the layers, every single person had somebody helping them, somebody lifting them, strengthening them. Nobody gets to where they are by themselves. It's just not possible. And so I think that's why we have the country we have. I think that's why we have the freedoms we have. Is because a group of people said we're going to band together for a common goal. And I think that's what God's calling the church to do today.
I agree. When I even think about just my childhood and how hard moments were, the truth is I can today, in hindsight, I can see those people that was right there and that linked arms with me, even though sometimes you don't see that people are linking arms to strengthen you, to help you to be all that God created you to be.
Yes, that's good. I love it. How about you? What's it mean to link arms with people?
It just makes me feel more freedom and more hope, and I feel like I have a buddy.
Feels like you have a buddy? I know it. How about you, Blaze? What's it mean for you to link arms with other people?
It's like making friends or like... See, for me, I know Lord Jesus, and like if I link someone's arms, and then they will like know Jesus or something like that.
That's good. Yeah. I love that. Well, we just want to wish the Mercers a happy Independence Day as you celebrate 4th of July. We just want to thank you guys for leading our church in the things that you are and the leadership that you have, and we appreciate you all very much. And we just thank you guys very much.
Hey, happy 4th to you guys. We love Sunday Night Live, the Thomases. Glad to be a part of it.
Home of the Brave.
That's right, Home of the Brave. All right, thank you guys.
Hey, we love you, ladies.
Okay, what? Can you tell me, what does Independence Day mean to you?
Independence Day means that we live in a country where we have liberty and freedom. And that we are free to worship God any way that we want to, and that we can have an opinion and express it and not get put in jail for it.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, and as we're having church on the square here today, how many people can actually say they can have church out on their main street in front of everybody?
In a public facility, or where the public all is free to come.
Yes. And so on the 4th of July, as we celebrate that, what is the one food that you have to have?
Well,
normally...
Or do you think we should have?
Oh.
Either way.
Well, most people think of hot dogs and hamburgers, but normally my husband would always grill a brisket.
Oh.
We usually had brisket when our family would get together.
Okay. And so I'm talking here with Annette Meek, and she's talking about Mark Meek and saying that, so your tradition during 4th of July would be to smoke a brisket.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and that's what a lot of people have said, brisket.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so as we've been having Church on the Square here, you know, one of the things that he mentioned in the message was linking arms with other people.
Right.
And I just wonder, what does that mean to you, and how do you feel about that?
Well, just being sensitive to know that when you are visiting with somebody or when you're around somebody, that you can present the Word of God to them or present Jesus to them so that it'll have something that they can hold on to.
Yeah, very good. I love that. All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, as you can tell after listening to our celebration on the square earlier today, that was a really great celebration, really good time of people like-minded coming together and just talking about their freedoms and what they appreciate about Independence Day. And I really appreciate all those that were willing to let me record them answer some questions. I know some of them are a little bit shy on that, but they did great. As you can tell, the consensus mostly was hot dogs and homemade ice cream, so I think that I'm going to have some of that tonight or tomorrow night. But we just want to remind you that God is still on the move, and no matter what it looks like in our nation and the things that we see, we believe and we know that God is here. And before we close out the program tonight, we want to pray for our country. And I've got my husband James here with me, and he is going to say a prayer for our nation, this nation that we love and this nation that we are so thankful that we have the right to live in and have the freedoms that we have. And I want to say thank you to all of those that fought for those freedoms as well. That is something that is deep in my heart. And as I think about my country and the people that were willing to sacrifice so that we could have our freedoms, and not only have our freedoms, but we were able to have Church on the Square, that freedom. And that was mentioned several times in our recording. Listen in quickly as James says a prayer for our country.
Father, we pray that you make us a great nation. But more than that, make us good followers of Christ. Lord, with a heartbeat that every person of every creed, color, to know you, to know your love, your goodness, and your worth. Make us wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. Turn our fears to faith, Lord, as we look to you and you alone for the future of our great country. Give us God confidence that no matter what happens, we will believe you are not only in control, but that you know exactly what is needed to accomplish your purpose. Help us not to second guess your moves, Lord, but to move at your command, always without hesitation. Father, forgive us for wanting our own way and making our own paths, often the ones paved with least resistance. Forgive us for fence walking or for ignoring completely the truths that can so easily set us free. Deliver us from mindless quarrels and destinations that lead us nowhere, Lord, but away from you. Free us from divisiveness and melt our heart and hearts, Lord, to love and not to hate, to heal and not debate. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen. And I think that's a good prayer that we can end this program with. So we just thank you guys so much for tuning in. We want to remind you that we do have our website, sundaynightlive.org, that you can go to. We have all of our past shows that are recorded on that website. You can share those with other people. But most of all, we just want to say happy Independence Day. Have a good evening. And thank you so much for tuning in.
God is on the move, on the move today. Thank you.